I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. It is a measure of the growth of women's college basketball that the UConn team's 100-game winning streak has been big news this week. Bill Littlefield is among those wondering if UConn will ever lose again.
20-odd years ago, when the University of Connecticut women's basketball team was building a winning streak that was merely impressive as opposed to otherworldly, I had an opportunity to meet briefly with UConn head coach Gino Auriemma. I asked him what advice he would have for coaches elsewhere trying to build successful women's teams. He said, recruit Rebecca Lobo. It was a great answer for a radio story, simple, amusing, and short, and likely to get people thinking mid-chuckle. It was also self-effacing, an attractive quality in a coach, and especially in a coach whose team never loses. Lots of UConn championships and several perfect seasons later, Rebecca Lobo is a mother of four. While she was playing for her country, building an impressive pro career, and earning herself a place in the Basketball Hall of Fame, although what do I know? Maybe recruiting Rebecca Lobo led at least indirectly to recruiting Jennifer Rosati, Swin Cash, Maya Moore, Diana Taurasi, and Brianna Stewart. Maybe Svetlana Abrasimova was thinking, I'll be the next Rebecca Lobo when she said goodbye to St. Petersburg and hello to Storrs, Connecticut. Now, Gino Auriemma has presided over 100 wins in a row. Before UConn beat South Carolina, number 6 in the nation, on Monday evening, 66-55, Auriemma said, it's not a matter of if UConn will ever lose again, it's a matter of when. Though that's a mathematical likelihood, it's probably not much comfort to the teams UConn has been beating by scores like 98-65, 91-46, 83-41, or 111-39. Okay, one of UConn's wins during the streak came in a close game. Back in November, Florida State lost to UConn by a mere 2 points. Maybe it was sunspots. If so, there weren't quite enough of them. What do you suppose Coach Auriemma said to his players after that game? It probably wasn't, you idiots almost blew our chance to win 100 games in a row. Maybe he didn't say anything. Maybe he knew he didn't have to. UConn won its next game by 9, the one after that by 23, the one after that by 33, and the one after that by 37. It won't go on forever, right? On some night, almost certainly in some place other than Connecticut, the UConn women's basketball team will lose. Maybe even now, in a nursery somewhere, the baby girl who will lead Notre Dame or Maryland or Baylor or Stanford over UConn is smiling and giggling at the little orange plastic basketball somebody is dangling over her bassinet. I'm Bill Littlefield, and this is the part of the Wednesday podcast where one of the Only a Game producers usually tells you what's coming up on this week's show. Instead, I'm here to tell you these Wednesday podcasts are going away. We'll still be sending the full show over the weekend with all the great stories and conversations that you've come to expect. So it's just this Wednesday podcast, the short one, that won't be showing up on your feed anymore. If you find yourself unable to make it through the weekend without hearing my voice, well, feel free to meet me on over at onlyagame.org. You can find my weekly commentary there. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe to Only a Game on your podcast app if you haven't already. We're hoping this new schedule will help you enjoy our show without getting overwhelmed by too many episodes. And as always, you can join the Only a Game community on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.